There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we are scheduled to be joined by the CEO of a cool company that just recently sent me a sample of a hot new product. So we're hoping that Maurice Tough, the CEO of this company, is going to be joining us. But we're having a little bit of phone connection problem with him at the moment. So hopefully we'll catch up with him, because this is a very cool, very small diagnostic tool that can help you monitor the performance of your vehicle and can also help you when taking your vehicle to your local ASC certified mechanic. Coming up a little later on in this hour, Don Jones, the man known as the old car guy, will be joining us. And Don is going to be telling us about an old car called the Maxwell. Do you know about the Maxwell? Wasn't in the old television show Get Smart, wasn't the guy's name Maxwell Smart? I believe it was, but that was nothing to do with the car. That's just the way my mind works. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Well, looks like Maurice is nowhere to be found, but I'll tell you who is to be found. One of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He fills in from time to time for me, along with Mike Wallace from WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama. ASC certified mechanic. He's a talk show host, automotive broadcaster, and one of the nicest guys out there in the entire universe, Mr. Mark Evans. Welcome back to Auto World. Mark, how you been?
Well, good, Bob. Hey, good to be with you live. I know you went through some not the best times with the lightning out there in Florida and all this. I appreciate the honor to help fill in for you and keep our listeners having some fun on Auto World.
Absolutely, and I'm still recovering from that lightning strike, Mark. My studio is still not up to spec, but hopefully within the next couple of weeks, with the help of a loan from a friend, I'm going to be able to be in much better shape. But we are certainly doing a whole lot better than we were a month or so ago. That is for certain. So tell us a little bit about what's been happening in your life. You reside, of course, in the Boise, Idaho area, and this is the time of the year that there are a lot of local car shows, and I know you're a newlywed, so probably the last thing on your mind is going to car shows, but have you been to any local car shows or any cool stuff that you'd like to tell us about in the local Boise area?
My wife, we've gone a couple. Like I say, it's the season. Every weekend there's always something going on. But these drive-ins in the Boise City area, there's quite a few drive-ins anymore. And every Friday and every Saturday night, we're lucky, Bob. They're putting live bands at these drive-ins now. And so you can go at no cost at all and listen to some great music and take your car and park and have a burger or milkshake, whatever, and enjoy the people and the cars. And it's what's really neat about it is it's bringing out the cars that we usually don't see. And it seems like every weekend I see new cars getting, pull out and new builds also. So they're not waiting anymore, which is neat. They're not waiting for the local car show, which is held in March every year, to bring out the new freshly built cars. I've got a little engine on a stand here in my shop and a little Chevrolet and got a little chrome on it. I'm kind of in the market too, Bob, to maybe build a rat rod of some sort. I want to get the old cutting tools out and the welders out again and make something that looks fast just sitting still.
That's very good. Whenever Mark is with us, it's a golden opportunity for you folks. We're going to open up the lines. The giant spigot is going to be open right now at GCN headquarters at 855-660-4261. If you've got a question about your vehicle, if it's not running right, if it's not running at all, if you've been told by your mechanic that your Hoosie dinghy is broken, and you know he's giving you a line of what have you, and you want to Mark to diagnose what is really going on with your vehicle, he can help you out. Toll free, 855-660-4261, or via the email. More and more people like to email me up here, bob@boblongradio.com. We're going to be getting in as many questions as possible here in the next half hour. So please dial us up, 855-660-4261, or bob@boblongradio.com. Let's talk about your first vehicle. I always love to hear this story because it is a wonderful story. You actually got your first vehicle not at 15 or 16 or 17, but actually you and your dad purchased your first vehicle at the age of 13.
Magic number, huh, Bob? Some people think that's a superstitious number, but in my life, it's been a pretty good number for Friday the 13th. For some reason, those Fridays turned out to be a pretty good day for me, too, Bob. I'm real busy with the repair on those days. And, of course, like you said, I at the age of 13, I'm riding that bicycle back and forth to a restaurant, actually. The old truck stop, I was the janitor and moved up to that chef taught me how to cook, but riding the bicycle back and forth, and I actually rode the bicycle down the road, of course, and here's this, two cars, actually. There was a Dodge Coronet 440 with two-door hardtop sitting in this gentleman's driveway, and then there was a 57 Chevrolet, white one, and I actually went to the 57 Chevrolet. It was a two-door hardtop also. Went to that first. And, at 13 years of age, how'd I ever even get a job, Bob? I can't even say it about my age there. and I'm a tall gentleman, as you know. You and I have had fun on the road. Of course, they call us the twins, the tall guy and the short guy.
That's right.
And we've had fun with that. But tall guy, here, I look a little older than I normally was, and age-wise, and I snuck through for the job, but I went to the 57 Chevy first for some reason. It had chrome wheels, and this Dodge Coronet had just regular old hubcap with the 78 series, real skinny tires. And, I like that 57 Chevrolet. So I stopped one day, and I talked to the guy. He was an old guy. He had to be.
You and Barry McGuire loves that car. Barry McGuire's favorite car, absolutely.
Yeah, I think Barry owns one, too. I think a black one.
Yeah, he finally got one, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't know that. That's a long story, making sure. I was in his office one day back when you and I were doing the broadcasting for McGuire's and snuck in his office with him, and I saw a 57 Chevrolet picture, and he says, yeah, that's my favorite car. I'm going to get one of those one day, Mark. So, it's like you said, I think you did. But, and this thing was white, so I went home and, of course, talked to my dad. And you're not driving until you're 16. You can't get a driver's license until you're 16, no car. No, all that. I said, oh, come on, Dad. So I finally talked to him and just driving by the thing with me. And, we went by and he stopped, knocked on the door, got the guy out, and it was actually for sale. Where the 65 Dodge Coronet was not for sale, there was no signs on it. And I didn't tell my dad about that one at that point. But we stopped and talked, and he opened the hood, and my dad opened the hood, and, of course, he opened the driver's door and got in, and he kind of pulled back the carpet on the driver's floorboard, and we actually what we did see there, Bob, was just daylight. It was a floorboard.
Oh,
after that.
No.
And of course, as a kid, I didn't care. I wanted that 57 Chevrolet look, those fins. I wanted
sure.
that front end look. And it had a gear shift on the floor. I had to have that as a 13-year-old, So
sure.
He said, came back. He said, you're not getting that car. That car, Mark. And that was basically at the age of 13, Bob. My father taught me literally at that point about cars, about what rust does to cars, what chrome could happen to cars. And he said, that gentleman's son put chrome just to make it look good to get more money out of the thing. And it was, he said, basically it was, a piece of, what, in a nice way, 15-year-old.
And so you ended up getting?
Yep, I ended up getting a 65 Dodge Hornet, knocked on the guy's door, talking right out of it. You know, it was a lot of money, about $400.
Oh, and today you've still got that vehicle and it's working.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete tear-down and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com. It's J.C. Whitney's 100th anniversary. Please join us in celebrating 100 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to enter the Centennial Sweepstakes. You could win your choice of a custom 2015 Ford F-150 or Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, and a trip to SEMA Ignited in Las Vegas to pick up the keys. Enter today at jcwhitney.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World once Evans is with us, which means we are going to open up the lines here at 855-660-4261. Emails are coming in, bob@boblongradio.com, if you've got a mechanical question for Mark. And first question is from Krista. Krista is joining us. Where is Krista? Krista is in Virginia, Arlington, Virginia. She's been told by her local mechanic that she needs to have her intake manifold gasket replaced. And she doesn't tell us what kind of vehicle she has. She wants to know exactly what that means and how much that generally costs.
Yeah, that's a pretty intense job, Bob. Krista's got an intake manifold is where the fuel, of course, and the air comes into the engine. That's why they call it the intake, and then it burns up, you know, burns the fuel and air into the combustion chamber. And the intake manifold gasket, actually, there's coolant in through that gasket. So more than likely, the mechanic, the shop that's looking at Krista's vehicle is probably seeing antifreeze in the engine oil and or antifreeze leaking on the outside of the engine and dripping down. Now, the intake manifold can be leaking up in the front or in the rear of the engine. And so I always say, Bob, as you know, to have our customers, our clients, and our listeners here on the radio, ask the shop to just take their cell phone out. They've got a camera on it. Take a picture of where the leak is and send it, email it to the customer of the car. So it's very crude. It's very technical. It costs quite a bit of money. It depends on the kind of vehicle it is for the price. That's the thing. I've seen the air, you know, our intake manifold gasket replacements. You have to take basically the whole top end of the motor off. You leave the heads on the block, the engine block. So you leave the engine in the car, leave the heads on, but the intake manifold is basically the top of the engine. So I've had some jobs that go all the way up to literally $900, parts, labor, tax total, you know, to do it. But it's sure. Very crucial. So Krista's got antifreeze, coolant in the engine oil. That could be an intake manifold gasket leak and or an external leak. But they can take a picture of it to verify. I know a lot, Bob, that some of the water pumps will leak, and some of the shops, of course, in the past, my technicians I've hired says, you know, I think, Mark, the intake manifold gasket's leaking. And it's not. It's the water pump that's leaking. So I always like to verify to make sure, double check, triple check, and all that. You know, kind of like Santa Claus, double check that list to make sure it is that, you know. But, yeah, it is a very intense, and I don't, you know, truthfully, it doesn't total the vehicle out cost-wise. So Chris is wondering about that. I mean, it'd be interesting to find out what kind of price estimate that Krista got on doing it, because Bob, you know, I don't want somebody that the shop, which just happened here locally with me and a client, basically, seriously, I won't mention it, but a local place said that it was going to cost this dollar amount, $1,500, to do a complete clutch, which totaled out the vehicle price wise. And so my friend said, hey, can you come over? And so I actually went to the shop with this gentleman, said hi to the shop. Can we take a look? We took a look. I did it in person. And basically what happened there was that it did not total the vehicle out. And actually, I drove the vehicle out of that shop into my shop, fixed it for him, and basically went from $1,500 down to $225.
Ooh, wow. Makes
a lot of difference, so.
Absolutely. Got a question here from Ralph. Ralph is in Boston, my hometown. He says he owns a 2008 Chrysler 300 with a 5.7-liter Hemi V8, and he needs to have his engine coolant temperature sensor replaced. He wants to know if this is something that he can do or it needs to take to a mechanic or a dealer. What would Mark recommend, and how much is this going to cost?
Yeah, that's a great question. Quite a few questions in one. Basically, and the temp sensor is not bad for Ralph to do. Temp sensor, the only biggest and baddest thing, Ralph, you've got to deal with is when you unscrew that temperature sensor screws into the head, and when you unscrew it goes into the coolant, of course. So when you, Bob, he's going to have a mess of coolant on the garage floor in his own place. So when you unscrew that temperature sensor, it's real easy. Yes, absolutely. Just unplug the electrical connection to it and unscrew it. But then at that point, you're going to have coolant, Ralph, all over the place. You have to, you know, get some brand new coolant, have a drain pan and all. And then screw it back in, put some Teflon tape on it, and or you can buy liquid Teflon tape. Bob's kind of neat, like fingernail polish. Just had a brush in it, and you just brush that on the threads, and he can screw that right in. And the best way to, this is kind of neat too, Bob, a little auto talk tip, I guess we can tell, Auto World tip, is that you can get on AutoZone or Pep Boys websites today, dial right in there, and on .com, you know, both those. And you can actually ask for the component location of where that temp sensor is on Ralph's 2008 Chrysler. And he knows exactly then at that point where to go to find it.
Excellent.
And which head to go to. But, yeah, it's pretty easy. You can do it himself. But, again, now the burping of the system, too, Ralph's going to have to deal with, though, Bob. Once you unscrew the temperature sensor unit, liquid comes out, temp sensor goes back in. Then he's going to always pour coolant in a cold engine. So it's got to be cold, but then fire it up, and you're going to have a big air pocket in there. So as soon as he fires it up, let it run for about maybe about 4 or 5 minutes. Shut it off. Go away from the car for approximately a good hour. Let it cool off. Go back, undo the coolant or the radiator cap, and then at that point, you'll burp it. You'll just by undoing that. The air comes out, and then you can pour coolant back in, and off we go. Saves a lot of money. Don't have to go to the dealer or a shop. Definitely.
Great, great questions, and we will continue to get as many in as possible here, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, 877-660-4261. Here's another question. This one is from Henry in California, Lake Isabella, California. Says he owns a 2005 Toyota Camry, has a lot of miles on it, and he has been told that he needs a new mass airflow sensor. Again, he wants to know if this is something that he can do it himself, or does he need to take it to a mechanic or dealer?
Yeah, great question. Mass airflow sensor. Where that's at, it's in the air intake, the air snorkel, and all the cars that are computerized today, they have them, all of them. We're all guilty, Bob. We have them. And it's a pretty expensive part. The thing is that it really looks simple to do, which it is. You just unscrew the rubber snorkel on both sides of that mass airflow sensor. It's basically like a rectangular shaped box looking thing, about an inch thick. Some of them are only a quarter inch thick, but it's there in the air intake, and Henry can undo the loosen up clamp on the left side of it and the right side. You know, right side meaning engine side, left side meaning air filter side. But the biggest thing though, Bob, is that unless Henry has basically an OBD2, OBD3 scan tool that can plug into the OBD2 connector underneath the driver's dash there. Problem is that, Henry, a lot of us might think that we can just disconnect the battery and then run out of time, Bob?
Yeah, when we come back, we'll finish that question. We got one more for you as well, and then we'll welcome Don Jones, the old car guy himself. Maybe we'll keep Mark on with us for that segment as well. If his schedule allows, we will check during the break. Everybody, stay right where you are. You're where you should be, listening to Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us. Coming up in this half hour of the broadcast, Don Jones, CEO of the theoldcarguys.com, check it out, is going to be with us and telling us about a Maxwell and some other things that he's been up to. Mark Evans is with us, one of our regular contributors as well, ASC-certified mechanic, automotive broadcaster. He's answering your questions, and we've got one in progress and another one on deck here. And Mark, would you mind hanging on with Don? Do you want to co-host the rest of the hour with me?
Oh, I'd love to say hi to Don, the old car guy.
Excellent. Well, before we get to Don, let's finish up this question about the mass airflow sensor for the gentleman in California with a Camry. You were explaining a little bit about the location of this, and I guess basically he wanted to know if this is a do-it-yourself job or not, and you were saying, well, it is and it isn't.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a. In fact, while we were on the break there, I checked. Henry has got a 2005 Toyota Camry, I understand, and I brought it up here live, and I found out that it's an MAF, of course, mass airflow sensor, but the price is $78.79 for that part, Bob, for Henry, four cylinder, 3.0 V6 or the 3.3 V6, and so it's the same part for all three engines, which is quite unique. But they're real simple to do, but the only biggest and baddest thing here for Henry is, you know, you unscrew the clamps and you just pull it out, you unplug the electrical and you plug it back in. But here's what happens, though, Bob. Henry's car, he understands he needs a mass airflow sensor, which means to me that the engine light's on. Somebody probably scanned it with an OBD2 scan tool, of course, told them the code, which told Henry the mass airflow sensor is bad. But here's what we have to do. Henry needs to own a OBD2 scan tool. He can replace that part himself manually, you know, real easy to do, but he has to have the scan tool to tell the computer on board that he has replaced the mass airflow sensor. So Henry's not only is going to spend $78.79 for the mass airflow sensor, but now he's got to buy a scan tool, Bob, in order to clear the code in the computer. And
yeah,
here's one thing I want to point out, too. A lot of our listeners, too, think that we can just disconnect our battery and then reconnect our battery to turn that engine light off. Because, yeah, it does. You disconnect the battery, you're basically erasing the memory in the computer. And then when you reconnect the battery, the computer is alive again and going. Well, today's cars, that 2005 Toyota Camry also, I have a tool. It's an OBD-L. It's called a memory saver detector. So what I do as a surgeon or a repair, you know, technician, is I plug this memory saver into his OBD2 port and then into another 12-volt source, which is those handheld 12-volt power jump starters. I just plug it in there to get my power into his OBD2 connector then. And then what that does, at that point, I then can disconnect his battery without basically taking out his computer, Bob. So that's the only thing, is if Henry wants to spend the money for the mass airflow sensor, and he can at AutoZone, Pep Boys, of course, O'Reilly's, we all can go buy a scanner, and they start at $70 and go on up. And, you know, really, Bob, at any point in time, anybody can own one of those. I mean, it's real simple to read. You plug it in and do what it says on the screen, and you can read all your cars that you have in your family. So I'm not, you know, you can do it, you can buy it, and still have a big tool in your toolbox. But all that's going to do for Henry and everybody is it lets you know what code. So you're kind of lost at that point. That scan tool, it tells you, hey, you've got a PO, basically starts with PO 123 out. And at that point, then, Bob, you've got to be a technician and or have the like I do on the computer here, my program that tells me what that 123 code is. So
yeah,
that you can replace the mass air, but you still got to have the scan tool, and you still got to know how to touch the buttons on the scan tool to replace to turn the light off.
It almost sounds like he'd be better off to go to an ASC-certified mechanic, in my humble opinion. But we thank you so much for your question, and we'll move on to one more question before we welcome Don Jones. This comes from a young lady named Petra, and Petra is listening to us in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Petra's got a bit of a problem. Petra owns a 2004 Ford Focus, and she's been told she needs to have her oxygen sensor replaced, and she wants to know what in the world is an oxygen sensor and how much is this going to cost her.
Great question. Yeah, oxygen sensor is screwed into the exhaust pipe, and it's actually a lot of cars have two of them. So if you have a four-cylinder, you have a muffler. This comes from the back of the car, Bob, of course, the tailpipe, then the muffler, then the catalytic converter, then the engine. So the O2 sensors are, one is in front of the catalytic converter, and one is in the rear of the catalytic converter. Now, that's a four-cylinder. If you have a V8 with dual exhaust, you have two catalytic converters, so that means you now have one in front of each catalytic converter. That means times four the enjoyment, Bob. So now the O2 sensor, what it does is it reads the hydrocarbons coming out of the exhaust, and then that reading, electronically, that reading goes back up, and it tells the computer how rich or lean the car is running. And then that computer then says, hey, we're running a little bit too lean. Let's tell the injection system to basically spray more fuel to get the car to run correctly. So that's what the O2 sensors do. Now, the engine lights come on. We scan it. It says that we have a 56 or a 57 out. That means O2 sensors are bad. one could be bad, like Petra's car. It could say, you know, well, it just needs one. What we have to do is we have to say, I say this all the time, Bob, is that you have two. If it's a four cylinder, you have two. They're in there at the same age. They were put in there when the car was built, and they have the same amount of miles on them. I know that the car or the computer is telling us we only have one bad at this time, but I always recommend, Bob, to replace both of them. I hate to say it, but if you've got a V8 and you have four of them, I always say, you know, let's replace all four of them, because what happens, Bob, is that, like pictures, if we just replace one and we get the light to go off and it's been replaced and she's good to go, we'll see her back. We'll get a bad call in about a week, maybe in a month. Hey, you just fixed my car. The light's still on. How come? And that's the call, yeah. I dread. I don't like that. And then we bring it in again.
No, that's no fun.
You know, yep, we scan it. Next thing you know, well, the O2 sensor we didn't replace needs to be replaced again. So, like I say, double the fun or four times the fun, darn it. A lot of them just did a Denali, and you're talking about on a Denali, it was $850. O2 sensor, yep. O2 sensor on a Ford Focus One, you're going to run. They start at about $55 and go on up from there per O2 sensor. And then the labor is not bad at all. Usually it's an hour's time. So whatever the shop charges per hour rate, they usually can do. They charge like, well, a little over an hour to do two of them. And then at some point, too, Bob, there's cars out there. I've been there, done that, where we get them up on the lift. We look. We can't even have a special O2 sensor socket. So, again, if we think we can do them ourselves, yes, some of them that are exposed, you can, it's a 7/8 inch size, you can do it yourself. But then some of them, Bob, we can't even see them. And then you have to have a special socket to get in there, and then you're burning your hand. And if not burning your hand because the engine's turned off, that's great. But I'd say if your hand's going to turn out to be red with, you know, the blood, word, darn it, because you can't get your hand up in there to even unscrew it. They just unscrew it. But definitely a big part of the way an engine runs. So I do recommend that if she's got Petra's got a light on and it's an O2 sensor, say goodbye to it. Replace them and keep going. You'll get great gas mileage and great horsepower.
Outstanding advice from one of our regular contributors, ASC certified mechanic and broadcaster Mark Evans, who's going to stick with us as we welcome, after the upcoming break, the old car guy himself. Log on to theoldcarguys.com or give Don a call anytime. He's up all the time. This guy just never stops. 314-306-7507. Don can help you out with any old car stuff. We're going to tell you about that and more after these important messages. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We've got Mark Evans riding shotgun here, ASC certified mechanic and broadcaster, was with us for the early part of this hour. Now we're going to shine a spotlight on all things oldcarguys.com. And I know we're originally going to be talking about the Maxwell, but why don't we hold that for another week? And let's welcome the man himself, the CEO of the oldcarguys.com, Don Jones. Don, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing real well. I've been listening to Mark for the last half hour or so. And, you know, I was thinking about that intake manifold. A lady needed changed, and the cost of what it would cost to do a modern run, and I'm thinking about my 64 Barracuda with a slant 6, where I could probably take off, oh, I don't know, 6 or 8 bolts, and with a little luck, keep the exhaust pipe on and pull it away enough from the head, insert that new gasket in there. So that might be like a 2-hour job, and you know, maybe more like a 100-hour job than a 900-hour job.
What do you think,
Absolutely.
Mark?
Absolutely. Hi, Don. I the simple part of the older cars is awesome. You know
it? Yeah, it is. And I think part of the reason that my hair is getting gray is you know, listening to all the complications on oxygen sensors and things of that sort. And you know, I was talking to a guy a couple weeks ago. He had a new mechanic, and an old car came into his place, and he told a guy to go out and check the carburetor. About 10 minutes later, a guy came back and asked him what a carburetor was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
That is the truth. It's where is it? What's happened? I guess the younger folks today are driving the imports and all, and they just, you know, I don't know, Don. It is. It's amazing how the names, the Swinker valve and the Cronkite valve still. I still have fun with the older, the younger kids with that. And, you know, made up names, of course. But,
oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Do you have on that slant six now? Do you have the dual one barrels on that?
No, it's actually originally a V8 car, but when I found it about 10 years ago down in Arkansas, it it was swapped out for the little Tower of Power, the 225 slant six with a single one barrel. So it's even the more economical earlier version of the engine. You know, later on, I think it came out with a two barrel, and you know, by the end of the run on those engines, they had all kinds of speed equipment for them. And there's a fellow down the road is trying to sell me a four barrel manifold for it, but you know, right now I'm still trying to get it running right.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, let's let Don. Don, you know, you and I are talking this mechanic Largan jargon here. Slant six. Tell the folks what the slant word means on that 600.
Right. The slant six was really invented so that the Mopar products would have a lower profile. The engine is an inline six-cylinder engine, but it's on a, well, I guess about a 60-degree slant, so the cars can be shorter or shorter to the ground, closer to the ground. So this allowed for that early 60s, all the way into the 70s streamline look that the Dodges had. It's kind of the reason that the Dart looked like a Dart.
It's
a really good
back
point.
Too.
The Dart is back.
The Dart is back?
Yes, the Dart is back in Dodge configuration, although sharing some of its platform with its Alfa Romeo cousins. FCA is the new name for the Chrysler organization. Stands for Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. So this Dart has got some Alfa Romeo parts. It's a great car, actually. It hasn't sold as well as it should because it's actually a really, really good car, as are a lot of the cars from FCA. I mean, when you look at the Chrysler 200, excellent car. Chrysler 300, excellent car. Dodge, I'm a big fan of the Dart. I love the Challenger in all different guises. Love the Durango, the full-size SUV, and certainly the Dodge Charger. They've got some really cool stuff, but it's going to cost you some serious bucks these days.
Yeah. By the way, you know what the Plymouth was called prior to 1925, don't you?
I don't. Tell us.
Maxwell.
Oh, very good, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in depth next week. I've been running around looking for Maxwell parts this week, and I couldn't find them. So, you know, and this is kind of true about a lot of engines, that not only were they used in one car, but they might have been used in a tractor or a water pump or somebody else's car. And, you know, even though Maxwell disappeared after 25, I think that same engine was used in the Plymouth, possibly up to 32. So I'm trying to do a little more research and trying to find these parts for this guy here in St. Louis. But, you know, it's kind of like looking into Raiders of the Lost Ark or Tomb Raiders or something like that, trying to track this stuff down.
I can imagine, Don, when you look back at your history ever since you've been full-time with the oldcarguys.com, and again, don't hesitate to contact Don anytime. You can see all of his wonderful listings, what he's got for sale right now, the oldcarguys.com, classic cars, parts, you name it. But he'll find you vehicles, he'll find you parts, and he's at your service at 314-306-7507. In addition to this, the Maxwell part search, what are some of the more difficult part searches that you have been on in recent times?
Oh, well, we've worked for a couple of museums. When I say worked for, we don't, you know, get any paycheck in the mail from them, but we have relationships with collectors and museums. If you ever watched American Pickers and their store in Tennessee, we work for the Marathon Village, the fellow that owns that, Gary Walker, looking for Marathon parts, which there are only 9 Marathons known to exist. And for a friend here in St. Louis, Ernie Doris, whose family owns most of the Doris's that are still in existence. We look for Doris parts. And these are cars that had been run between the early 1900s all the way up to about 1925, 1927. And after the recession, 1920 recession, after World War One, pretty well kicked a lot of car manufacturers to the curb. William Durant of General Motors fame and then later of Durant fame pretty well went from being a super millionaire down to getting a job in a bowling alley because of that depression or the recession.
Very true. Noticing, logging onto your website right now, some of the latest listings, not only cars, but the cool motorcycles and other cool things. You've got a T-16 Universal Weapons Carrier up for sale, but this one caught my eye. This is museum quality. 1947 Simplex motorcycle.
Right. Yeah, we've got the information from that. We've got three vehicles from the Tank Museum in Danville, Virginia, and we go with the information they provide us, but we've had a couple of experts call us back, tell us that may in fact be a 1953. So, you know, we're getting back with the museum and putting those two guys together to figure out what I'm selling for them. But that's a cool little motorcycle. They were in the, I think, late 40s to maybe the early 60s when they were making those. There's a Kugelwagen on there, too, 1943 German version of the Jeep. In the early 70s, they had a version of it here in the United States they called the Volkswagen Thing, which was kind of a cool car, but it was put out of business for being unsafe. Just was a very, very basic car.
Very true. Here's one that I think, Mark, you should add this to your collection when you and your bride, Amy, are going to car shows. You could tow this along. Don has got a very cool thing. It's a Coca-Cola trailer. It's $1,500, and it's a nice addition for the or a classic car show or classic car show vacation. Custom-made, fully functioning Coca-Cola cooler and storage area large enough for long chairs or a toolbox. So it's a little Coke trailer for $1,500, Mark. It's got your name on it. I can see it.
Yeah. You said toolbox. You just want me to go work on my weekends off doing mobile repairs, Bob.
No, not a toolbox. It's a cooler. You can keep your Coca-Colas because I know you can't talk about beer on radio anymore, but you know, it's kind of a little cool deal. What we don't have up here yet, we're picking up today a 66 Dodge Charger 383 automatic. I think it's all numbers matching. I haven't verified it, but according to the owner.
That's great. Fantastic. For more information, visit theoldcarguys.com, 314-306-7507. Thank you, Mark Evans. Thank you, Don Jones. I'm Bob.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dinovite, he would go back to his hair loss.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dinovite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dinovite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dinovite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dinovite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.